rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
1955. Action.
27 degrees outside. It's still snowing. In the nation's capital, expecting 4 to 8 inches. In fact, here is the word from Big Brother at the United States Weather Bureau.
It's a snow accumulating 4 to 8 inches before ending early Friday, followed by partly cloudy.
We have the word thus far that the Beltway and all the major arteries are, well, they're drivable. Anyway, sanding crews have about a total of about 500 different sanding crews from different departments around the greater Washington area at work at this hour. Roads are fairly passable, but please drive with care. The snow is of the dry variety. It blows, it drifts, and it's very hazardous still in the out-of-doors. So if you have to drive, drive with care and take the good guys along, won't you?
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1955.
With the Midnighters in the year 1955 of the rock and roll generation. Hey, baby, let's go again where we did last night, huh? Records and, well, they had more livelier lyrics than they used to have. Possibly the lyrics back at that time for many people were a little bit on the obscene side. For therefore, many radio stations refused to play many of the Hank Ballard records and many of the records that came out during that time because of the musical and lyrical content. It's now 14 after 9 o'clock in the evening time. This is Jim Madison for New Year's Eve 1970 with 27 WPGZ degrees. Still songs like this persisted of the old era. Here's Frank Sinatra, Learning Them Blues.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning. just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose. But you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying. But you can't forget her, soon you even stop trying. You'll walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying. But you can't forget her, soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Blues from Frank Sinatra, 1955, the rock and roll generation on the Madison program. It's now 17 past 9.
You know, there's a march.
There's no stipulated 4 to 8 inches before ending early Friday, followed by partly cloudy.
Heavy snow warning is in effect. 4 to 8 inches expected before ending early Friday. Hazardous driving conditions are in effect. Hello, Murgatroyd.
Yes,
how are you? It's low tonight to 27, highs tomorrow 35. Right now on the Madison program, it's 27 degrees. What?
Did you bring your blanket?
Yeah, I brought my blanket. I'm snowbound tonight.
Huh? We're snowed in this place tonight.
I ain't staying here with you tonight.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1955. Georgia Gibbs was another cover girl.
I'm as happy as can be.
But the first to be defeated.
Jiminy Crickets, Jiminy Jack.
Laverne Baker broke the spell. Her original of Tweedledee Dee outsold Georgia Gibbs' cover. Laverne had even taken the issue of covers to her congressman, who decried the practice on the floor of the House of Representatives, but was unable to do anything since covers were legal. Death came to the covers, simply because buyers started demanding the originals, like Laverne's Tweedledee Dee and Ray Charles.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1955.
I'm just a-sitting in the balcony, just a-watching the moon. Or maybe it's a symphony, I wouldn't know. I don't care about the symphonies, those are symbols and the timbres. I'm just a-sitting in the balcony. In the back, you know, holding hands in the back, you know, just sitting in the back, you know, on the very last row.
Mm-hmm.
little in the back, you know. Just a switching in the back, you know. Just a sitting in the back, you know. On the very last row. Just a hug and a kiss for me in the very last row.
I asked Smitty Cochran, 1955 on WPGC, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, to sit in the balcony in the back row. Never mind. It's 27 degrees on the out-of-doors. The year is 1955 on WPGC. Tonight, Todd Reynolds at midnight will kick off the Hot 100 from the good guys of WPGC. We turn to a man now who had a couple of big hits in the year of 1955. He was blind, but he could really sing. His name is Al Hibbler.
Coming home, wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time.
Well, the year 1955, it's a beautiful record, ranked number 8 in that year. Records in this year started to be rated on a popularity basis, according to requests, sales and such. Radio stations really got into the swing of things in the year 1955.
Is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1955.
I'll forever love you the rest of my days.
That's nice from Johnny Ace, the late great on WPGC. It's called Pledging My Love. It's now 22 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. This is Jim Madison presenting a cover record. These cover records, as you'll remember, were records that were done by white singers, which oversold and outsold and were more popular than the actual better versions by the Negro singers. Pat Stomato had a record out called Ain't That a Shame, and here's the one by white-shoed Pat Boone.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
Six for the year 1955. Ain't That a Shame from Pat Boone on WPGC. It's 21 minutes before, make it 19. Check that, 19 before 10 o'clock on Good Guys Radio. This is Jim Madison for New Year's Eve night, 1970.
Hey, record fans. It's Sound of Savings time again, brought to you by your Gem Store's record departments. Today, Gem is featuring George Harrison and All Things Must Pass. On the Apple label, just $7.84.
Now, isn't it a shame?
It's good. That's George Harrison and All Things Must Pass on the Apple label. Just $7.84. Compares to $11.98 at your Gem Store's record departments. Just another of the greats of those great low prices from your Gem Store's record departments featuring today. Things Must Pass by George Harrison for just $7.84. Make a date to visit your Gem Store's record departments for the top hits and get George Harrison.
Everyone has a choice when to not to raise the voice.
All Things Must Pass, only $7.84. You'll like it. Oh, it's good.
If that private I can't see, he better not take the ring from me.
¶¶ come to my house and flap that bone. Take my baby away from home. Above that photo door, where he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby did, she was a bird.
One of the big R&B singers from the fabulous 50s, that is Bo Diddley, singing a song by the same name, Bo Diddley. It's now 15 before 10 o'clock on Good Guys Radio WPGC. We have a revised story from the Weather Bureau, the United States Department of Weather. Here it is.
No warnings in effect for Maryland, Delaware, East and West Virginia, and North and Central portions of Virginia. Snow is expected to continue over the area of warnings through the great part of the night, and most places should have 4 to 8 inches of snow on the ground by dawn. New Year's Day, amounts may reach 10 inches or more over northwestern Virginia through northeastern West Virginia and western Maryland.
That's the word from the United States Weather Bureau. From the Good Guys Club News Desk, the Church of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints of Silver Spring and Rock Creek Ward are still having a New Year's Eve party at 500 Randolph Road, okay? And also, Mrs. Lyons from the D.C. Humane Society has called into WPGC, and he asks, rather she asks, that all residents having pets, please take them in because there's a good chance that the pets will not survive the severe cold and snow, okay? So if you have a pet outside, please take him in because it should be to your health, your pet's better... Betterment, anyway.
Here's another star of the WPGC Rock and Roll Generation, 1955.
moments to remember. The four lads on Good Guys Radio. It's now 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. I want to tell you that Brucey Duggins is out of the hospital. His leg. Well, I'm not going to talk about his leg. It's terrible anyway. Bruce Duggins, I'm glad you're out of the hospital, and he'll be back with the Good Guys pretty soon.
The Rock and Roll Generation.
Rock and roll.
Action. And reaction. Everybody was starting to call it rock and roll, and it was everywhere. Rock shows began to tour the nation. Ed Sullivan gave his family audience their first taste of R&R. Country and Western record strongholds in the Deep South reported increasing popularity for rock and roll. The entertainment trade paper, Billboard, wrapped up the year with a banner headline, 1955, the year rhythm and blues took over the pop field. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1955.
Yeah. Oh, little girl of mine, you sure look fine. Yes, you appeal to me. I never set you free.
The Cleftones, 1955 on Good Guys Radio. It's the Rock and Roll Generation at 6.
Bye, bye, love. Bye, bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm going to cry.
Here are the McGuire Sisters, another heavy for you from the year 1955.
So dearly, please say.
McGuire Sisters on WPGC, and sincerely,